Video, Anheuser-Busch ends longtime sponsorship of St. Louis Pride Fest. By Amy Furr on March 25, 2025. Anheuser-Busch has declined to sponsor the 2025 St. Louis Pride Fest and event organizers are trying to find the money elsewhere. The news comes after Anheuser-Busch sponsored the LGBTQ festival for the past 30 years, KSDK reported on Tuesday. Now, Pride St. Louis president Marty Zunig is hoping neighbors will throw their money behind the effort. While we are deeply disappointed that Anheuser-Busch has chosen to step away from supporting Pride Fest this year, we remain hopeful that the community will step up where they have stepped down, Zunig has said, adding that canceling the event is not an option. The festival is scheduled to take place during so-called Pride Month on June 28 and 29 at Soldiers Memorial Park, Fox 2 Now reported. As the date approaches, the organization said it is over $150,000 short of last year's totals. Therefore, the organization is working to change the budget. According to the Pride St. Louis website, for over 30 years, Pride St. Louis Incorporated has been working to raise understanding and acceptance of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and queer, LGBTQ+, individuals in our community. We are not a political group, but rather a community-based organization that envisions a world where diversity can be celebrated and prejudice has been eradicated. We welcome you to join us for a meeting, a workshop, or a special event. As an organization, we are working each and every day to bring about meaningful change right here in St. Louis. In 2024, Breitbart News reported that the Bud Light boycott cost Anheuser-Busch a whopping $1.4 billion after the company signed transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney as a sponsor. Video footage shows Mulvaney drinking Bud Light at a table and in a bubble bath. The outlet also said on Wednesday that several longtime sponsors, including the company that makes Bud Light, have pulled their funding from the annual San Francisco Gay Pride weekend.